听力课堂，听 class.com。
Run, Paddy, run. At a young and tender age, her doctor told Paddy Wilson that she was an epileptic. Her father, Jim Wilson, is a morning jogger. One day she smiled through her braces and said, Daddy, what I'd really love to do is run with you every day, but I'm afraid I'll have a seizure. Her father told her, If you do, I know how to handle it, so let's start running. That's just what they did every day. It was a wonderful experience for them to share, and there were no seizures at all while she was running. After a few weeks, she told her father, Daddy, what I'd really love to do is break the world's long-distance running record for women. Her father checked the Guinness Book of World Records and found that the farthest any woman had run was 80 miles. As a freshman in high school, Patty announced, I'm going to run from Orange County up to San Francisco, a distance of 400 miles. As a sophomore, she went on, I'm going to run to Portland, Oregon, over 1,500 miles. As a junior, I'll run to St. Louis, about 2,000 miles. As a senior, I'll run to the White House, more than 3,000 miles away. In view of her handicap, Patty was as ambitious as she was enthusiastic. But she said she looked at the handicap of being an epileptic as simply an inconvenience. She focused not on what she had lost, but on what she had left. That year, she completed her run to San Francisco wearing a t-shirt that read, I love epileptics. Her dad ran every mile at her side, and her mom, a nurse, followed in a motorhome behind them in case anything went wrong. In her sophomore year, Patty's classmates got behind her. They built a giant poster that read, Run, Patty, run! This has since become her motto and the title of a book she has written. On her second marathon, en route to Portland, she fractured a bone in her foot. A doctor told her she had to stop her run. He said, I've got to put a cast on your ankle so that you don't sustain permanent damage. Doc, you don't understand, she said. This isn't just a whim of mine. It's a magnificent obsession. I'm not just doing it for me. I'm doing it to break the chains on the brains that limit so many others. Isn't there a way I can keep running? He gave her one option. He could wrap it in adhesive instead of putting it in a cast. He warned her that it would be incredibly painful, and he told her, it will blister. She told the doctor to wrap it up. She finished the run to Portland, completing her last mile with the governor of Oregon. You may have seen the headlines. Super runner Patty Wilson ends marathon for epilepsy on her 17th birthday. After 4 months of almost continuous running from West Coast to the East Coast, Patty arrived in Washington and shook the hand of the President of the United States. She told him, I wanted people to know that epileptics are normal human beings with normal lives.